Supreme Court Schedules Transgender Debate in 2020 Presidential Campaign. By Neil Munro on April 23, 2019. The Supreme Court is expected to debate and decide by summer 2020 whether the nation should define people's legal sex by their biology or their gender identity. The news was announced Monday when the court said it would decide if decades-old sex discrimination laws must be reinterpreted to include people who merely say they are members of the opposite sex. The court's decision may enforce the transgender claim that a person's flexible gender identity determines their sex, or allow the voters and legislators to decide if they want to keep the existing discrimination laws which recognize the many differences between the two complementary biological sexes. The court hearing is expected for the fall in a decision by June 2020. All four progressive judges on the central court are expected to favor immediate nationwide enforcement of the new transgender ideology. But most observers expect all five conservative judges to let Congress and voters decide the issue. Democratic 2020 candidates are already competing to embrace the transgender ideology. Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is touting her support for the transgender ideology while trying to win the party's presidential 2020 nomination. On May 2, for example, she is being interviewed by a drag activist in New York. Activist Marty Gould Cummings appears as a woman in public. On April 19, Gillibrand appeared with several men who dress as women, at a bar in Des Moines, Iowa. However, many cross-dressers do not describe themselves as transgender, but as performers. In contrast, President Donald Trump is already working to preserve the long-standing recognition that sex is determined by biology. For example, his Pentagon deputies have discarded the transgender policy set by former President Barack Obama, which required Pentagon officials to accept and enforce gender identity claims by service members who said they were members of the opposite sex. Instead, Trump's deputies are using the bright line of biology to decide if a service member is male or female, while also ignoring how service members dress and act in their off hours. Democrats, politicians, and activists are increasingly touting the transgender ideology's demand that the federal government must force Americans to pretend that sex is decided by each person's individual sense of gender identity, not by their measurable and unchangeable biology. For example, Democrat Representative Joe Kennedy recently dismissed worries that the transgender ideology would allow men to enter and dominate women's sports leagues. Despite her appearance with crossdressers, Gillibrand has not locked up support from the tiny number of transgender activists and the smaller number of wealthy transgender donors. For example, Cummings tweeted that he is donating funds to several Democratic candidates who also support the transgender cause. Polls show that transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, Obama told National Public Radio, NPR, that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Trump to win the presidency. Multiple polls show that most Americans wish to help and comfort people who think they are members of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that a person's legal sex is determined by his feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of some sympathy for people with lopsided opposition to the ideology. The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have different goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, as well as progressives, plus feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, people trying to detransition back to their sex, men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say they are entitled to women's rights, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, and revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers. Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgender to a greater or lesser extent. But very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. A Pentagon report commissioned by former Defense Secretary James Mattis said rates for genital surgery are exceedingly low, -2% of transgender men and 10% of transgender women. yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In February, for example, an Ohio judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she could begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that would allow her to appear as a male. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.